and welcome to Heartbeat. Have you ever had a time in prayer where you don't know what to say, where you feel a bit lost for words? Well, this happened to me in prayer just a few days ago. I sat down to pray and I started off my prayer like I usually do. I usually start off by praising God for who He is, and then I pray for the circumstances in my life, maybe for things I need, for other people's needs. And it got to a point where I then didn't have any words. I wasn't sure what to say. And I felt a little bit lost. And I remember saying to God out loud, "I don't know what to say, God." And I don't know if it's because some of the things I've been praying for have been the same things for a while, and I felt like I'd explained to them as much as I could possibly explain them. I didn't have any new words to say about them. And I just felt a little bit at a loss. And so I sat there in prayer for a little bit longer, and I was just thinking, reflecting. And then I felt like God say to me, just that quiet whisper of a voice that maybe you get sometimes in prayer, that God said to me, "Emma, you don't need to say anything. You can just sit. I already know everything about you. I already know your desires. I already know what you need. I know the people that you're praying for and what they need. You don't need to say a thing." And I really just felt like there was a moment there where I felt like God, I suppose, was giving me permission to just sit in His presence, to just be there, that I didn't need to say anything because God does already know everything. And it was just a beautiful moment for me, because I'm kind of a person who, if I'm not writing something down, if I'm not saying something in prayer, I feel like I'm probably a bit of a doer. I need to be doing something in prayer. Sitting and just being quiet and silent before God is something that I really struggle with. And when I was sitting there and God said this to me, the scripture that came to my mind was one about how the Holy Spirit prays for us and we don't have the words. Now, I couldn't remember which scripture verse it was, so I went away and I looked it up on the computer, I Googled it, because I don't always remember them, but I have like an idea of what something was, so then I can go away and look at it. And it's in Romans. I found it in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it says this, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." And so I found this scripture and I read it, and I just felt really comforted in two ways. I felt comforted that the Holy Spirit is praying for me, interceding to the Father for me when I don't have the words. When I don't know what to say to God, the Holy Spirit knows my deepest desires and He prays for me. And then I was comforted by the fact that God knows. God already knows what I want to pray about. He already knows what it is that I need. He knows everything about me. So I don't need to always use these words to pray to God. It's okay to just sit in His presence. So I was reminded that I can just sit and be still, and I don't have to be writing or doing anything, just to be there and listen. You know, sometimes I think probably all my writing, sometimes when I'm maybe journaling too much in prayer, could really stop me from listening to God, because it can distract me from hearing Him, because I'm too focused on what I'm doing in prayer rather than being present to His presence. So at the end of this prayer time, I did what I always do, and I read a chapter of scripture. So then I went to my Bible and I went to the next chapter that I was ready to read that week or that particular day. It's in Matthew chapter 6. Now, I've always thought that God has a little bit of a sense of humor, because when I went to read Matthew chapter 6, you might have noticed in your Bible sometimes there are different headings in chapters. One of the headings in Matthew chapter 6 is the heading concerning prayer. That's what it's called, concerning prayer. And I had a little bit of a laugh to myself, because I've just had a prayer time where I said, "God, I'm not sure what to say in prayer today, but But I continued and go to the scripture, and then God shows me a scripture that talks all about prayer. So God certainly had a sense of humor with me that day. But what I want to share with you is some verses that I think you probably know quite well. And it's Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And it starts off by Jesus saying to his disciples, he's teaching them how to pray. And he says this, "Pray then in this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one." The beautiful prayer of the Our Father. That is what I read that day. And I felt like it was a reminder to me that God was giving me to say, you know, when you don't have the words, this is how to pray. This is what to say. Because when you really look at this prayer, it covers everything that I so often do say in my prayer. It praises God and says how holy and magnificent he is. It asks that God's kingdom would come on the earth, that I would live out his will in my life, that he would give me direction and guidance as to what that is. It asks that God would provide for my needs. It asks for forgiveness, that God would forgive me for my trespasses and that I would also forgive others. And then it finishes by asking God if he would direct us so that we are not tempted, that we don't succumb to the evil one, that we don't live in ways that are not God's ways. So this prayer has everything that I can say to God. It has praise, God's will, his kingdom, provision for our needs, forgiveness, and it's where we ask for protection. And that day I actually got so much out of this that at times I probably just brush over the Our Father. I say it in Mass every week, and I sometimes don't give it the full significance of what Jesus has asked when we pray, that these are the things we can ask for and these are the words we can use. So today, as I share this heartbeat, I hope that it has encouraged you in your prayer. That as I learnt that it's okay to just sit and to be still, and to sit in his presence. And that when I don't have the words, Jesus has given me the words that I need. And that's all we need. God knows everything. I don't need to use fancy language, fancy words. God knows the desires of my heart. So I pray this week that your prayer would be more fulfilled and that God would be very present to you this week. Thank you.